Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. Kate Holmes of Too Good To Be Through is talking with us about product sourcing opportunities in thrift shops and consignment shops. Kate, let's pick up where we left off. I was going to ask you, and we may have covered some of this already, but let's go over how someone can get the best deals in resale shops.
Definitely shop around the edges. Look for the items that the shopkeeper really would rather not have in her shop that doesn't fit her customer profile. Build relationship with the shopkeeper so that he or she knows what you're looking for and will keep it aside for you.
Okay.
Ask politely for discounts when needed. Share your expertise. Let them know when they are mispricing things one way or the other, if they're open to that, of course.
Right, right. Okay, let's take it from the point of, say I know nothing about thrift and consignment shops, and I'm selling on eBay, and I've never done this before. I've never gone to a thrift or consignment shop. What do I do? Do I get up the yellow pages? Do I look on the internet? How do I start finding shops in my area? And how do I qualify those shops as places I want to visit?
Well, either online yellow pages or actual yellow pages will give you a list of shops within a reasonable driving distance or within your sphere of traveling around your town.
You can pretty much use the words thrift or consignment in those searches.
Yeah, you'll get slightly different order listings, but most shops are smart enough to put themselves under both listings to pay extra for that.
And if they're not smart enough to go under either listing, then you probably don't want to go there, right?
Or they're brand new, and those are really good shops sometimes to shop at, too, because they don't know what they're doing, so you can find wonderful deals without ever having to ask for a discount.
How would you find a brand new shop, do you think? Is that just word of mouth, or is that... newspaper ads? I'm not even sure. You probably couldn't ask the other shop owners, could you?
No, you should be able to. Most shopkeepers are more than willing to let their customers know what other shops are around. After all, it behooves a resale or consignment or thrift shopkeeper to send a customer elsewhere if they haven't got something. You would much rather send a customer to another resale shop than to the mall.
You know, we have a little newspaper here in our town. It's like a penny saver kind of thing.
Right.
It goes out, and the thing is 98% advertising. I don't think, you know, there are stories that are supposed to be, they look like stories, but they're really ads, you know? So, you know what I mean?
There's a name for those.
Yeah. They're all paid for. But every time a new store opens up around here, there's a front page story quote, you know, about that shop. And of course, the shop paid for that, but you know, that may be a good way to find things too.
Right, and word of mouth. Ask other people when you're in shops. Are there any other shops like this around? The other shoppers will tell you.
Is there a community that you get involved with in thrift and consignment? I mean, the other people that work in this and that use this method that you can, you know, find and start to work on. I mean, you meet people at stores and say, hey, you know, let's get a little buying group together, or let's go travel together to different shops and check them out.
As a matter of fact, some of the shops even sponsor bus tours.
Uh-huh.
To the shops around town, so you can be driven around in luxury and do your shopping. So you might want to ask about that as well when you're at some of the shops.
Good deal.
Many communities also have a brochure that will list all of the shops in their area.
Okay. What was I asking you? Get the best deals in resale shops. Now, you talked about relationships with the shopkeepers. What are some of the ways that an individual can mess up their relationships with these shops?
Oh, gee, I guess probably the first way is to act like you are the big spender that is come to save this silly little shopkeeper from bankruptcy. You know, I'm Daddy Warbucks, honey, and I'm gonna save you, but only if you give me a good discount.
Right.
No
right.
Shopkeeper wants to hear that, even if it's true. They certainly don't want to hear that.
Right.
Another way that you could mess up your relationship with a shopkeeper is to constantly ask for discounts, even when the item is priced well enough that you feel confident that you can make a good killing on it. Why try to, you know, get every last penny out of every last item from that person?
Right.
That's not going to help you build a relationship. And the worst possible thing that any picker can do is gloat. Remember that painting that I bought for $35 from you? I just sold it for $490. No, they do not want to hear that. Do
Sounds
not
like you...
tell them that. That's why I killed off the picker in The Picker Who Perished.
Oh, you know that the You know what? I was reading your website, and you write mysteries, don't you?
I wrote a mystery called The Picker Who Perished about a picker who was murdered, and the shopkeeper had to figure out why. So I was taking out my vengeance on those gloaters.
They were
Remember
glowing,
the
weren't
Tiffany,
they?
The Tiffany Studios lamp that I mentioned earlier in the show that I let go for $35?
Uh-huh.
Well, the person came back and gloated and said it was worth $1,200.
Oh, geez.
So I was not real happy with that person.
Well, you know what? People like that, I mean, you can't always be absolutely on top of the game, can you? I mean,
right,
you get items coming in and out all day long. I mean, something once in a while has got to slip. I mean, nobody's absolutely perfect.
Exactly.
But then for someone to come back and gloat over it, it's just not, doesn't sound
That's
right.
That's not playing fair.
No. And we did talk about how to build relationships with these shop owners as well, right? And we just went over that again. Back to going to a consignment shop when you don't know, when you've never been, okay? Say you're on your first trip out and you're gonna run around and hit maybe four or five shops that you found in the area. How much money do you think you'd bring with you? Would you plan on bringing home a carload, or would you just plan on, you know, just doing a scouting trip? What's your opinion on that?
Nothing worse than being in a shop and not having the money in your hip pocket when you want it.
Right.
Take your money. You will get a better discount, obviously, also if you pay cash instead of asked to charge it. Always be prepared to find the find of your life. You never know what's going to happen. You may have a dry spell for months at a time, but don't let that discourage you, because these shops are constantly getting things in. That's another very important fact. You need to shop these stores often. You need to have the shopkeeper looking out for you. Things go in and out of shops at the rates of thousands a day.
Really?
You don't want to miss that one item that really would be something that you want yourself.
Wow.
Another really important thing that pickers don't often think about is that they should carry the business card of the shops that they particularly like, and they should pass those business cards out freely. If they go to a yard sale and the woman is trying to sell her husband's Hugo Boss suits for $10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can hand them the card and say, hey, you know, I really like Susie at Secondhand Rose, you know, you ought to take those suits to her, it's going to help everybody.
That's
it's going
a
to
really
help
good
the garage sale person feel good about giving you a bargain on something you're buying that day. It's going to get her into the shop as a consignor and as a buyer, so the shop has more turnover, which will bring more things in from you. So it helps everybody go about it. So don't be shy about saying, hey, you know, I really like this, but, you know, you do better at a shop, and here's a couple cards of shops I like.
Do people ever actually buy those things, then take them to the shops and try to sell them to the shops?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Not everybody's an online retailer. A lot of people
right.
are simply pickers that move things from one bricks-and-mortar location to another.
Right, so as an owner of a shop like this, you see you're sourcing from all different places yourself.
Right.
Yeah, how do the owners source products? I mean, how do you? We're talking about product sourcing on the level of, you know, an eBay or online seller going to a consignment shop or thrift shop. But how do the thrift, or I guess I should say, consignment shops and resale shops find their products that they put in the stores?
Consignment shops have no problem getting consignors. Everybody's always got something that they want to move on out of their house,
mm-hmm.
and they realize that a shop's going to do it a lot better than if they had a garage sale. Or if they ran a classified ad and had to stay at home and answer their phone and let strangers into their house.
Right.
The resale shops, the ones that buy outright, generally most of their merchandise they are buying from people who walk in their doors.
Mm-hmm.
As a merchant, they can't take off Saturday morning and go to garage sales.
Right.
So they rely upon people bringing things to them. They will go through them, make an offer on the batch, you know, wheel and deal, and the seller walks out with either the merchandise or with some money in their pocket.
Right.
And, of course, the thrift shops are constantly looking for people to donate for their cause.
Now, Katie, and do the shop owners go through the quality of the products that come in? I mean, for example, when you get a batch of clothing, what do? Are you as a shop owner going to go through and look for clothes that might be dirty or need buttons or so on and so forth and clean them up and fix them? Or are you going to take them as is and reject the things that don't? You know, how does that work?
As a consignment shop owner, generally the shopkeeper wants to see things ready to go on the rack. She's not going to clean them up herself or, you know, sew buttons on. Mm-hmm. As a buy outright shop, if you're simply buying things from the public and you know that you can buy a batch, and if you have to do a load of laundry, that's fine because you can buy it, you know, inexpensively. Mm-hmm. Thrift shops are more likely to put items that need some work on their racks because they sell for a lower price and in higher volume. Or the smaller not-for-profit thrift shops will have a volunteer on hand who will do those cleanups and those polishings and sewing on buttons and you know, polishing the silver
testing
as their volunteer job.
Do you see electronics in thrift shops or consignment shops?
Not as much because it's a specialty item that a shopkeeper usually will not know enough about to know whether or not it's going to continue to work.
Right.
So they're usually kind of leery of that.
Right. So it's mostly hard goods that aren't electronics. Okay, that's good to know too. We've got about 2.5 minutes here. I'd like to talk about your book a little bit.
Well, that's always good.
So what is the book and what does it teach people?
Too Good to Be True, the Complete Operations Manual, takes a would-be potential shopkeeper from first thinking about it through about her 10th year in business.
Wow.
It talks about everything from choosing a location in the beginning to advertising, to arranging the store, to changing seasons, perhaps to from changing from consigning to buying outright or vice versa, depending on what works best in that marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
On our website, we include snippets from not only the manual, Too Good to Be Through, but a lot of our other products for the professional reseller. We have information about how to write ads, how to do window displays, how to compete with garage sales. Now that spring is coming upon all of us, we're all worried about Saturday mornings, all of our bargain hunters are going to be out at the yard sales, and they're not going to be in our shops. So how do we manage that?
Right, right. You know what? It seems to me that this book would be good for the buyers to buy also, so they know how their shops run.
Right,
you
definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
So what else do you tell potential shopkeepers in your book? We've got a little less than a minute here.
I tell them to be open to what is going to sell in their marketplace. So many people think that I want to open a shop to sell baby clothes, and they don't realize, for instance, that they live in a retirement community. You need to look at what your buyer is going to buy, not particularly at what you want to sell. And, of course, that applies for online retailers as well. You've got to put out there what people are buying now, not necessarily what you particularly want to sell.
Boy, I'm glad you said that, Kate. That is something that we've been harping on for years and years, you know, is that you cannot go out there and expect to sell what you like. You know, maybe you'll buy one, you know, but maybe nobody else will. I mean, it's, you know, we get people coming to us all the time and saying, well, I want to sell this or this or this. You know, I need sources for this or this or this. And if I can't find that, I can't sell anything online. It's just not true. Right, you need to sell what people are looking for.
Exactly.
That is our time today with Kate Holmes of Too Good to Be Through. Be sure to check out www.tgtbt for more great information on consignment and thrift shops. Thank you very much, Kate, for being here. Coming up next, our Product Source of the Week segment when the Entrepreneur Magazine Product Sourcing Radio Show continues. Thanks for listening. I'm Chris Malta.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's Product Sourcing Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
The Legal Minute brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Do you really know all the benefits of an LLC? An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. In other words, owners of an LLC are not personally liable for its debts and liabilities, but also have the benefit of being taxed only once on their profits. So where do you go to create your LLC? LegalZoom.com. Over 250,000 consumers have placed their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. It's quick and affordable. Example, a lawyer would charge you approximately $1,570. $50 for a standard LLC package. Not LegalZoom. You pay only $229. You save over $1,340. Go to LegalZoom.com. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, in the box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Create a will or living trust. For common legal documents without the cost of an attorney, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you want to join the more than 724,000 people who are making a full or part-time living selling products on eBay, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear. To be successful on eBay, you need to know how to find the products buyers want, locate real wholesale suppliers, and how to attract buyers to your listings. Go to whatdoisell.com and get a free product sourcing package from an eBay certified service provider. You'll get an e-course titled 15 ways to make money on eBay. Most people only know about two or three ways to make money on eBay, but now you'll be privy to what only a few insiders know. You'll also get objective reviews of five legitimate, reputable wholesalers in different industries, plus a subscription to the eBay Tip of the Week, where you'll get fresh new ideas on how to run your business using eBay. You can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free package. Go to whatdoisell.com now.
If you're tired of burning the midnight oil, losing time with your family, and making personal sacrifices for a company that could drop you with 2 weeks' notice, check out your options at theesource.com. For over 20 years, the Entrepreneur's Source has helped people from all walks of life achieve the American dream, owning their own business and enjoying a personally satisfying lifestyle. We can make your dream of self-sufficiency come true. The secret? A unique discovery process where you can explore more business options and discover more choices that are in sync with your goals. When you start a business, you'd better be darn sure it's one that's going to sustain you financially and emotionally. The Entrepreneur's Source will give you a real business advantage, no matter how tough the market climate. Don't waste another day. Check out our free services at theesource.com, where your success is our only business. That's T-H-E, the letter eSource.com.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day, pushing harder, taking risks when others won't, being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Find out what the nation's best entrepreneurs are doing. Subscribe to the magazine today by logging on to entrepreneur.com.